Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL quarterback, now with AM790 in Houston, of course, our buddy Sean Salisbury with us. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you guys?
We're not bad.
We're good.
It was a
tough couple days here, though.
Roller coaster ride here, Sean. We went to the brutal loss against the Rams. It was a good game, but some terrible decision-making, and then the great win against the Ravens. And then this week, I mean, just a total disaster. What were you thinking watching that game?
Well, you know, you want true serum in your veins, or you want, you know, a brown nosing, because I love the Browns.
No, give us the truth serum. Give us the truth serum, please.
I thought it was putrid. I thought, and this is just a fact, you guys know me, and one I will tell you, I'm not backing off this team until they're mathematically eliminated. I'm going to ride what I said at the beginning of the year. I'm going to stay with it. But week to week, you got to be honest and you got to be fair and you got to the good with the bad and the ugly. And it was ugly. They were out-coached. This was the equivalent of, you know, when you walk into class and there's like a couple students that are just smarter than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the class is looking around saying, oh, gosh, we got no chance.
Right.
How are we going to keep up with these two or three kids that are just smarter than the rest? And you're looking for tutors' lessons from those kids that are your peers. That's what the 49ers coaching staff did to Cleveland. I'm not talking about overall. I'm talking about on Monday night.
Yeah.
It was a formal education. They did. They were out-coached, out-executed. They were bullied, pushed around, punked. But you name it, and they were given every ounce of a good San Francisco team that, you know, when you rush for that many yards, what, pushing 300, when you don't have to throw, I mean, Jimmy threw for, what, a buck 88 or something? They didn't have to throw 40 times to win. He was efficient, and they made Baker look uncomfortable. They rushed with four. They didn't have to pressure much, and they pushed him around the off. I mean, it was, you know, you can probably go when you watch the film close, Chubb ran hard. You can find some silver linings and say, okay, it's never as bad or as good as you think it is when you're watching the game or as a player. But when you're adding the truth serum to the player going to look at film, they know this was – there has been a lot of bad games for them this year. That might have been the overall – I mean, that's as bad as it gets. And what heightens it was for God in the world to see on Monday night. This is not this is not the Cleveland Browns that we expected. Now, when people say, well, Sean, how do you fix it? And this is going to sound so elementary – and so simple. But I know this, that, and Dustin, you guys, when you go back to the basics, any team I've ever been on, when you get back to putting your foot in the ground and throwing it, mechanics as a quarterback, when you get back to precise on your route running, we don't build a foundation from the top up, top down, you build it from the bottom up. And it sounds so cliche and cheesy. They've got to get back to doing stuff that they know they're good at and that they can execute. It was and I don't just mean mentally ill prepared. For some reason, they took a punch and didn't punch back, and it shocked me on Monday night.
Yeah, it was really surprising. I kind of feel like they're a little soft right now. They're a little bit of a fragile franchise, and you know, there are a lot of fans here, Sean, that are off the Baker Mayfield train. They feel like this guy is, I mean, he's only played, he was great last year, but they're like, after five games, they think this guy's a bust. They're like, I'm done with this guy. He's the next Johnny Manziel. I think they're crazy. I think Baker's had a couple of games that have been tough, but this guy's a supreme talent. I have no doubt in my mind, Sean, that this guy comes back and has a great season. They're going through growing pains right now, I think.
Agreed. And I think a lot of us didn't want to think that they'd go through them, that they'd arrive before they had arrived. Does that make sense?
It's definitely.
Put the cart before the horse. I think we do. And listen, Browns fans, I'm with you, man. I get it. Hell, if they're all – you talk about gun-shy, not that they're not tough, Browns fans. I'm talking about – think about all the years, and I'm not making excuses for them. They don't need them made for them. They're a tough town. But think about all the years you've seen this movie. Here we go again. I get it. So I kind of look at it different because I'm not a homer. I don't live in Cleveland, but I study all that they do. I obviously have an affinity for this team. I come on with you guys. But I do get Browns fans in their disgust, bothered. And here's what happens when you're when you talk it, and you guys know how I feel about Mayfield. Dustin, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, and this may bother people because they urinated down their leg on Monday night. It was obvious, and every team I've ever known in the course of time, and the Browns, it seems worse because they've been through it a number of times. But even the Patriots have done it at times. But when they got 9 Super Bowl appearances and 6 wins, it's like, wait a second, under Belichick and Brady, that's why we don't compare any of that. But I can tell you this. I do get the frustration, but when you're talking about Baker Mayfield and Johnny Manziel, now I said on my show, watching Baker Mayfield just in this game, scrambling around, trying to make plays on the run, while it's a different, the body type's different, it looked a little Manziel-ish because it looked uncomfortable. And I see why people said that, but I can tell you this, Johnny Manziel can't hold Baker Mayfield's football nuts. Okay. Matter of fact, if there was a locker room, he can't even dread it. We're not talking about college. And even college, they both were great college players. When it comes to pro football, that's one seventh grade. The other one's going to be a pro and is fine. I'm telling you, this is the aberration, not the norm. But I get the frustration because it looks bad. You're talking about a guy who I thought was going to be a Pro Bowl guy this year. We're 5 games in. It doesn't look real good. And it's not. But it's not. This isn't broke. It is a little bit fractured,
yeah.
And Browns fans, you have every right to feel like this, but I'm just going to, not beg you, but I'm just going to caution you, because I, trust me, seen the movie before as a player, as a coach or trainer, and as a broadcaster, what's going to happen is it's going to get fixed, and then you're going to go back and say, I shouldn't have jumped off so soon. Let it play out, and then come see me at the end of this year and part of next year before you decide that your quarterback, you're really ready to run on him. But when you're a talker, and Baker likes to talk and antagonize, but he's also been able his whole life to back it up. And 5 games in, it's not going very well. And you know what? In the end, maybe the best thing in the world for him to get kicked in the teeth, lose a front tooth, and have to repair it throughout the season to gain trust back. And that's okay. And I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to back down from that. There's some adjustments that they need to make to get back at it. Coaching, players, everybody. It's got to start to elevate in order to make things happy. Browns fans, I get it. Trust me, I get it.
Sean, obviously the offensive line has not protected him as well this year.
Yep.
You know, maybe he's still working on, obviously, some chemistry with Odell Beckham, and maybe they're trying to force him the ball a little too much. He's a great talent. You want him to get the ball a lot. Maybe they're trying a little too hard to get him the ball. I don't know. Maybe Freddie's coaching differently. Who knows what it is? Is it all these things? Is there something else you see as to why he struggled?
I promise it's not one thing.
Yeah.
I promise it's not one thing. It's a combination. When the ball's thrown, ball gets dropped, Baker can't catch it. When 4 dudes on the offensive line are protected and then somebody misses, guess what? 4 dudes blocking ain't enough. If one's messed up and 4 are blocking, you're in trouble. Running back closes his eyes when a hole's open. Wide receiver rounds the route instead of squares it off, and it gets undercut for a pick. I mean, these things happen. And in football, unlike basketball, when 2 dudes can stand around and LeBron can score 40 or Steph Curry, I still win. Okay? In baseball, I may not be hitting, but if my pitcher goes a one hitter and strikes out 15, I still got a chance.
Sure.
But in football, if the quarterback isn't playing well and if the offensive guys aren't dominating the line of scrimmage, you really rarely have much of a chance to win. And they're not dominating the line of scrimmage. They got dominated and pushed around, and it starts there. And you saw what those, I mean, look, Kyle, he bleeds a little two back, and we'll ISO it and get up on the next level. They didn't miss their blocks, and they started fast, and then they executed and hit the simple play, hit me some singles. I think it comes down to this. I think you're trying to force some grand slam home runs. You know, we all do. And I always think of this, and I'm not Freddie Kitchens. You guys, I'm not a coach, but I study it, and I know this, that any time when I've struggled and said, let's get back to doing – see, the window dressing with great teams. Go back to Montana's 49ers, Aikman's Cowboys, because North Turner coached me. I'm gonna and you can go around even with Josh McDaniels and some of these guys who coach it. To the defense, it looks so friggin' complex. But I'm a big formation – Andy Reid does this. I'm a big formation and personnel grouping guy. And so to you guys on defense or to somebody at home says, man, they're running 78 plays. How do they execute them? What they're really doing is formation, a different motion, putting on a different wrapper. They're running about 15 passes and about 6 runs, but they're executing them to damn perfection. The other side of it is defensively, they're tackling. I mean, the 49ers are, and the Browns didn't. So I sometimes think, why don't we go back to what we love and what we execute? Mm-hmm. Let's just start to build it back again. And sometimes you do got to take a few steps back and rebuild it. So for me, from my vantage point, it just looks like very rarely is everybody on the same page on either side of the ball consistently right now. And they got to beat good teams. And they're not just losing. When they lose, they take an ass whooping. It's not one of those where it's a tip ball at the end. They got beat up, and it's a lesson to be learned. But once you get hit, you got to be willing to fight back and bully back, and that's going to be their task over the next couple weeks.
Hey, Sean, when you look at the Niners, you think that team's legit? I mean, 4-0?
I do.
You think so?
I do. Yeah, and now when you say legit, do I think that you know, they were a very in vogue and a popular pick in the NFC to be a surprise team. And I laughed at people. I went on a show in San Francisco preseason. Listen to Sean, everybody's going crazy. I said, guys, it's preseason. They were, what about Jimmy? Oh, he's overpaid. He's done. I said, wait, whoa, whoa. His mechanics, he remember during rehab when you blow out a knee? I've done it twice. You're not worried about your mechanics. All you're doing is rehabbing to get in shape. I said, let him work and get the leg back. And now that he's done that, now let him polish his mechanics. Jimmy's going to be fine. I've seen enough body work to know mechanically that he knows how to throw it on time. He's got a quick release. They're going to be okay. They're building it with young front seven. They're getting after you on the offensive line. They run the ball, and they're committed to it. And their quarterback is just efficient as hell right now. He may throw a few picks, but he's accurate. And they're doing it right. And they are very, very well schemed and well coached. And that's why, for real, do I think that they're a February threat? No, but I'm telling you, with the way that the NFC, which is right now, I think, deeper at the bottom of it, not at the top's pretty equal, but the bottom, the NFC is pretty good. The San Francisco 49ers are going to give everybody all they can handle. If they keep doing this, they're going to be in the playoffs. When you start off undefeated in September, early October, you can afford a loss in December. So must-wins happen early, and they're taking care of their business early to assure themselves that in December – they can lose a game or two and still get in the playoffs. I like the way they're playing.
Sean, good stuff as always, man. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you, fellas. Thank
you. You got it. Sean Salisbury.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.